listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you're shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Welcome Todd Loudon and Barry Waddleton with the Next Step Ministries in studio. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good afternoon.
It's good to see you. Todd is the president of Next Step Ministries. Barry is a chaplain with the ministry. Tell us, Todd, what is Next Step all about?
Okay, so we exist to provide help and hope to men who have taken initial steps to move from a damaged or broken lifestyle to a life that glorifies God. We help men who have been affected by poverty, addiction, trauma, or even just the everyday life issues that we all face. The true heart of Next Step is discipleship. We walk with our men through the challenges of life, teaching and showing them the power and love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, and that's really powerful, and I've done a little research about what we're talking about. What our listeners need to understand is, for example, we've had Travis Clark come on the show. He, of course, is the director of the Steel Bridge Ministry, and both of you have been involved in homeless ministry, and you like the program over there. You go through a one-year program. You're discipled. A lot of people make commitments to Christ. But in your experience, you found, Todd, you told me this off the air when we were first talking about you coming on the show. You told me that the men, they understand how to go rent an apartment, and they understand how to buy their food, and there's some practical life skills that they're given at Steelbridge. But you felt like there was even more they needed. They needed somebody to stand with them and walk with them side by side, because many of them don't have the backgrounds of being raised in a loving home and having a dad mentor him, and there's just there's a lifelong really commitment that you're making to these men.
Yes. It's the many years that I was at Steelbridge, I mean, I noticed the men and women, they would do well. They would thrive under that controlled environment. And then as they would leave, just later on, they would, many of them would fail. So coming to Next Step gives me an opportunity to go before them, and actually now we have a place for them once they transition out of prison or one of the programs. So we actually have a place, and we could just walk with them.
And you have a physical home for them to be in, and you have
yes
classes, and you're meeting with people constantly?
Yeah, we have. It's an apartment complex. We provide a safe and healthy environment for our men to heal, learn, and grow. We help with food, clothing, IDs, appointments, resumes, job placement, budgeting, just whatever they need help with. And really through it all, we're holding each man responsible and accountable for their actions and choices. We're showing them the true value of our mistakes when we involve God. Because really, mistakes are just an opportunity to learn and grow.
One of the things that I've said to people many times is many times I don't trust a Christian unless I know they've been injured. And when I mean injured, they've gone through the bumps. And you've seen them maintain their faith. They may have fallen away, and then they've come back, and they have people loving on them. So the accountability and the care that you're giving these men is really not different than everything we should have. That's why being part of a church family, that's why men being able to, you know, the old proverbial iron sharpens iron. You need to be accountable to other men when you're men. Barry, as a chaplain with the ministry, I want to ask you about who can take advantage of your program and who can participate.
Basically, it comes to anybody mainly has come out of prison that's found Jesus in the prison society, or people that have been homeless, people that have been hurt. Usually it's men that have had a first faith experience with Jesus, and now they need to come into a safe place for them to grow, to find friendships, and to start trusting people again. So what you'll find is a lot of these men do not trust anymore because they've been hurt by religion, society, their parents, and they just do not want to trust. So it takes quite a while to come to that relationship with a man who doesn't trust. But when he does, boy, you want to see him move in Christ. When he starts to trust and to give and to love, it's like waiting for a flower to bloom after the winter. It's just a beautiful thing.
Todd, I get the sense that your own background and your role influences your role in the ministry. Can you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have a horrible background. Just a background full of drugs, prison, crime. For over 20 years, I was in bondage to drugs and alcohol. But I've been clean for over 15 years because of the power and love of Jesus Christ. He certainly delivered me.
Mm. And you had people walking with you through that process, it sounds
Definitely.
Like.
It made all the difference, and it just showed me the importance of just another male figure in your life walking with you. This walk wasn't made to do alone.
Yeah. Todd, when you're preparing to be released from incarceration, that sounds daunting for a lot of people because you might have been incarcerated, let's say, for 5 years. Is it hard to prepare to get released?
It is because, I mean, basically you're leaving prison with nothing. Well, nothing but now you're labeled. You're a convicted felon, so you're going to have problems getting a job. You're going to have problems renting an apartment. And just the challenges are just huge. And, I mean, without having a safe place to go to, I mean, it's really hard to make it.
Absolutely. Barry, same question for you. What's your background, and why are you involved in Next Step Ministries?
Well, in the secular world, I was kind of a big head and a big shot, really, because I'd worked in coronary care units because of my medical background, pumping chest and defibrillating for pretty much 6 years. And then I'd also worked as an incident commander of emergency response team, HAZMAT, and I was also down in Juarez for a time. So when I got through my chaplaincy training and my time at the School of Ministry at Calvary, I was, you know, superhuman. I could do this and do that and prepare for everything. And I didn't mind where God sent me. You know, if there was a disaster or a hurricane, I would be there. And I remember one morning my wife, Trudy, said something like, Albuquerque Rescue or something, looking for a supervisor. And all I heard was Albuquerque Rescue. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, I think she's trying to get me a job, I thought. So I bulled down to Albuquerque Rescue Mission. I don't think I had any coffee, so I was still a bit groggy when I got there. And when I got there and looked around, I'm realizing slowly, oh, no, this is a place for homeless people, street people. And my heart towards God, shame on me, was, Lord, I don't even like homeless people. So in a sense, what I'm saying, you don't have to have a great love for homeless and men coming out of prison. But if you fellowship and mentor them, you will have a great love. You will have friendships that last you the rest of your life. So going from being in the rescue mode, I went to the rescue mode for homeless people and men coming out of prison.
And are you, in stating what you just stated, you're kind of appealing to our listeners. Maybe God's put on their heart to come and join your ministry. Do you need volunteers and men to mentor other men?
100%. I talk to people about homeless people, and a lot of people said, oh, I'm frightened of the homeless people. Now, we give teaching, we give mentorship for people coming down. We introduce them, we let them hear testimonies of men who have come from hell and the horrors of addiction, and we introduce them and we teach them how to respond to people.
Mm. Todd, I want to go back to something you said. You were involved in addiction for a really long time. What is that like? I mean, you hear in all the, you know, you talk about being enslaved. You talk about being controlled by a substance. And people that haven't been through that experience, what do they need to understand about that? And what does it take to get a person away from that?
It's a horrible, the only way I could describe it, I mean, it's in bondage. You're stuck in something that you hate. And at first, maybe you start doing it and there's some pleasure in it, but it soon after that, it turns into something that you hate. You don't know how to get out of it. It becomes a hopeless situation, and it really consumes your life. It consumed mine. It made me do things that I would have never done. It took me to places that I would have never gone to. And the hopelessness of it all is really what fuels it. And I mean, without someone intervening, without someone sharing the love of Christ, amen, I can't say that anyone truly makes it out of that.
Would you recognize now this, I guess you would categorize this as a failing in your life? Would you categorize that now as God's strength in your life? Because you're using that failing to help other people.
Definitely. That's the beauty. I mean, what God does with us. So all these things that were destroying my life after I came to Christ, now they become weapons for his kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing process that God does with us.
So I think there's people listening now that both might want to support you financially and volunteer. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, you could go to our website. It's nextstepnewmexico.com.
Is it NM or New Mexico?
It's NM.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is the thing I got to, you guys, first time on the radio. We got to tell people exactly, because once you tell them one time on the radio, they're all going to run and get a pencil, right? So now let's tell them one more time. It's nextstepnm.com.
Yes.
And they can find out about your ministry. And then can they call you?
Sure. Our office number is 505-717-7941.
Barry, I'm going to go back to you. What are some of the ways a volunteer can help? You need volunteers to help you mentor men. Do you need volunteers to do anything else?
We really need volunteers, really, to, and this might seem very simple and very basic, but we need volunteers to be friends and to form friendship relationships with the men. Obviously, we need volunteers to teach, to read to them. Some men even have difficulty in reading. Volunteers to come down, sit, volunteers to go out with coffee with the men, to sit, just have fellowship and accept them. No judgment, no criticism, just come alongside and say, hey, I'm your buddy. I'm your brother. Mm. I mean, how many of us look at homeless and men coming out of prison who've accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord? How many of us would say, oh, come and live at my house? We'd be a little bit wary. Like, what do we do here? So, in a sense, Next Step Ministries, the facility that we've got, is kind of a buffer, and it helps to introduce Christians to new Christians, or men coming from the horrors of addiction and prison to Christians. So, is that...
And the people in your program, they've made a commitment. They've probably already been, like, for example, they may be have participated at the Steel Bridge Transformation Center. They may have dealt with a local prison ministry, and they're coming out. They've been talked to about Christ. They've made a commitment, and they really want to continue on a healthy path, on a focused path. And you're trying to help them from getting off the path. And what I like most about it, and I actually offer this as a challenge to our listeners, both of you have made a lifelong commitment to these individuals. This is not something you're going to go do for a month. This is something where you're going to love on people and care for people and grow with those people and take care of those people. And I'm not saying that you're committing to, you know, so many days a week for the rest of your life, but really you're developing a friendship, and all of us have friendships. I remember I've got people that were friends of mine in high school, and I'll see them about every 5 years, and it's just like we have seen each other every day. So it sounds like this is just making yourself available to love people and care for people and teach them and mentor them and give them the kind of input that all of us need. We need community. Todd, I need you to tell us what's available, what information is available on your website. That's nextstepnm.com for people to find out more about your ministry after this program.
So you can go to our website, and you can get to know us better and get to know our staff and our board members. We have options there for getting involved and volunteering. You can certainly donate there. And we are GuideStar Certified Gold for nonprofit financial accountability. But above all, through it all, I mean, we need your prayers for the ministry and for our men we serve.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both. We didn't get through all of our questions, but it's been good to have an introduction to our listeners of what your ministry's doing. And I want to ask that you come back and join us again here. We'll try to get you back on in about 4 weeks and talk to you a little bit more and maybe get some more examples and some stories about people. Todd, you're the greatest success story that I've heard about. And I'm congratulating you and thanking you for just being available to the Lord, because you're blessing a lot of people. And Barry, your story's not, doesn't have the background Todd does, but just making yourself available. That's all really God needs, doesn't he?
Yes, exactly. You got to be there. You got to stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
So that's they. Truthfully, the men bless me more than I bless them. It's amazing.